Well, this is 106.1 The Corner, and we are joined by phone this morning in the Corner Lounge by producer Mark Johnson behind Playing for Change. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
We've been just fascinated with this album and multimedia DVD and just the concept behind Playing for Change. So for folks who are not familiar with it, would you give us a little overview of what the project is all about and how it came together?
Sure. Playing for Change is a multimedia movement where we use music and videos and songs around the world to inspire the planet to come together as a human race. The original idea for the project came about 10 years ago. I was working as a recording engineer in New York City at the Hit Factory.
Okay.
I was on my way to work one day in a subway station, and I saw two monks painted all in white from head to toe, both of them wearing robes, one of the monks playing a nylon guitar and the other one singing in a language that I didn't understand. And on this day, I saw about 200 people stop, and it was this phenomenon. Nobody got on the train, and everybody's watching this music, you know, and I see people with tears in their eyes and jaw dropping and people who normally just run right by each other, and here they are all watching this music, and it was some of the most beautiful music I ever heard. And then I get on the train and I go to the recording studio and I realize, you know, the best music I ever heard in my life is on the way to the studio, not in the studio.
Hmm.
And that's when I realize, you know what, great music and great art, they're just moments in time. They exist everywhere. And we can use all these moments to inspire people to come together. And that was the day I had the idea to bring the studio to the people. And since then, we've been traveling around the world, recording songs such as Stand By Me, and trying to show people the power of music.
It's really a touching project that gets a lot of people's attention when you explain what Playing for Change is all about and how the recordings came about and the world travel aspects. So give us a little bit of the technical. Like, have you traveled literally around the world with your mobile recording gear?
You know, it's a big world, so fortunately there's still a lot of places to go. But we did travel all over the world, and we just tried to pick enough different cultures so that when we put all these musicians together, people can see the power of different cultures, religions, political points of view, economic status, all coming together and believing in each other. We traveled with a small recording studio, originally powered with golf cart batteries and then car batteries and now little battery packs. So technology has evolved over time. And also, you know, the timing with the internet has also really helped us to kind of create something that since the project is global, it's great to have the ability for people all over the world to see it and become a part of it.
We are talking with Mark Johnson, one of the producers behind Playing for Change, and you can find out more at playingforchange.com. And in a few minutes, we're going to give away some tickets to the concert, the Playing for Change tour at the Birchmere on October 20th. But first, let's play a song off the CD and DVD. Do you have a favorite? I guess it's probably tough to say.
You know, they all represent different parts of the process, but I'd love to play A Change Is Gonna Come.
Ah,
so people
yes.
can actually hear what happens when these musicians from the videos get together and come together for the Playing for Change band.
All right, so Playing for Change, and we'll be back and speak a little bit more with Mark Johnson in just a few minutes, and you're tuned to 106.1 The Corner. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
This little old town. is gonna come. Oh, yes it is. Then I go to my brother.
This is 106.1 The Corner. We are speaking with Mark Johnson of Playing for Change this morning. And Playing for Change, the tour, is coming to the Birchmere on Tuesday, October 20th, and then circles back to our area October 29th in Annapolis, Maryland, at Ram's Head. So a couple of dates. This thing's on the road, Mark, for a while here. And how do you bring it to life and put it together in a live setting?
you know, it's sort of a dream come true for us, because for 4 or 5 years we're traveling the world recording all these musicians separately, bringing them together with technology. And so the next chapter is, well, what happens if we bring them all together in the same room and show people the power of musicians from all over the world coming together for a common purpose? And, you know, so it's been the most incredible thing to see these musicians. They all fell in love with each other through the videos. So when you come to this concert, you're going to see musicians that have so much connection and power with their voices, with their instruments, and really give us an opportunity to see the power of music on stage right in front of us.
One thing that's also been interesting is the Playing for Change concept came together, what, about 2004 or so? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, right around that time.
So could you trace its evolution from an idea to the actual production and recording of the music around the world, and then actually releasing it as a proper album and DVD?
Right. So, you know, initially it started with a question. How do we inspire as many people around the world to come together? I think that story of the monks sort of gave me an insight to, okay, it's going to be through music in natural environments around the world. So then a small crew of us just sort of hit the road trying to get as many different cultures and groups together. Basically, could have parachuted into these locations. We didn't know anybody, and we would just show up and kind of meet musicians, and thank God for the iPod video, where I could show people wherever Stand By Me was at that time, to kind of serve as a greater example of what this project's about. And, you know, each musician would just tell their friends, and it slowly became this global family around the world. I mean, musicians, they all play music every day anyway, and when you offer them the idea and the ability to connect together, that's what they really all represent.
Wow.
So as time's gone on, we've just been able to unite more and more musicians and build the family, create the videos and a film called Peace Through Music that really shows people the power of music to persevere through struggles, whether it's after Hurricane Katrina or conflicts in the Middle East, and eventually ending up with enlightenment in the Far East.
I didn't even think of the technology aspect, where you could explain it as you go thanks to an iPod device that didn't exist 10 or 15 years ago.
You know, that iPod has gotten me out of a lot of trouble.
What kind of trouble did you run into in some remote areas across the planet?
Well, I remember one example with the iPod in Soweto, South Africa. For a long time, it had been the murder capital of the world.
Wow.
And we were recording musicians there, and there were these two guys watching us, and I thought they were with our crew, so I walked up with my iPod video and gave it to them, perhaps a bit naive.
Right.
And they watch the video, and they give it back to me very excited, and my buddy comes over to me and he says, just so you know, those were the gangsters. And normally, they would have robbed you and taken your iPod, but when they saw the power of what you guys are doing, they told us to tell you they've got your back while you're here, you're safe, and they're inspired by this.
Wow.
And I think that gave us the courage to just realize, you know what, we're going to go everywhere and we're going to unite people, because we need to come together as a human race. Music's the best way to do it.
Well, even that, you know, kind of befriending the gangsters, if you will, that's almost an example right there of the power of this very project.
Yeah, it's incredible. And honestly, you know, I say this incredibly humbly, but, you know, nobody turned us down around the world because they see that we need to come together. And so I feel like, because inspiration is at the heart of this, everybody really wants to tap into that and be a part of something bigger than ourselves, and that's helped this movement come along. But now we need everybody to come together to watch these performances and be a part of the movement.
Well, we've got some of the YouTube videos that have been really popular. What, 13 million hits now, or more than that even, on Stand By Me. We've got them embedded and posted on our videos page at 1061thecorner.com.
So you can. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's just such an inspiring story. We're talking with Mark Johnson of Playing for Change. And real quick, before we let you go, Mark, I wanted to ask about the involvement of some pretty key figures from the music world and how that came about. Bono appears on the record, Vusi Maalesela, Keb Mo, and some others.
Right. Well, you know, the idea was originally start on the streets. That way we start with the roots of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Once we had that, this project's always been about the power of music, so there's really no limitations, all kinds of music. So as the project evolved, we realized that we can incorporate Keb Mo and Bono and Vusi Maalesela into this context to kind of help further push the message across that regardless of who you are, we're all united through music.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's really just so inspiring. With the tour going on now and the terrific response to the CD and DVD, are there plans to do a volume two or to keep the project going?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a project like this never ends. You know, there's always more places to go, more people to connect. But we have already started the next batch of songs around the world that I think people are going to be really moved by. And, yeah, so we'll be continuing to travel the world, make more songs, and keep this band touring to kind of serve as a tangible example of what we're representing here, the power of music.
There's a couple of chances to see the Playing for Change band October 29th in Annapolis at Ram's Head, and then at the Birchmere October 20th. That's next Tuesday. And in just a few minutes, we'll give away some tickets for the Tuesday show at the Birchmere. Oh, and one other real quick thing. A lot of these songs are real touching and personal type songs. Biko, One Love, Change is Gonna Come, which we heard a little while ago. How did the decision come about on which songs to actually use?
Right, well, the first one was sort of a decision from the universe because I heard the voice of Roger Ridley singing Stand By Me in Santa Monica, California, and he had so much power in his voice and so much soul. And I said to him, you know, with a voice like yours, what are you doing on the street? And he said, man, I'm in the joy business. I like to bring joy to people. So when you combine a voice like his, a song like Stand By Me, and a man in the joy business, we figured that's the best way to start trying to unite the planet. Along with that, we did Bob Marley's One Love because it also has a universal message, let's get together and feel all right.
Mm-hmm.
But as you travel, you realize, look, it's not great everywhere. There's war, poverty, tragedy, homelessness. So we wanted to also pick songs that can help lift us up from the darkness to the light as a human race, help us transcend our struggles. And that's why we chose War, No More Trouble, and a song like Biko, which kind of represents all the forgotten heroes for peace in the world, in every culture, and kind of bring them back to light.
Such an inspiring project, and it's really something that made me sit up and take note when I first took a listen to the CD and then saw the footage online. And to this day, I haven't run into any one person who hasn't been interested in the project or what it stands for. So congratulations to you and the entire Playing for Change crew.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for giving us a chance to be heard today.
Yeah, absolutely. Which other song should we play off the record, do you think?
You know, I think it would be great to end with Bob Marley's One Love.
Let's do it. And Mark Johnson of Playing for Change, playingforchange.com, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us today.
Hey, thank you. It's an honor.
One love, one heart, let's get together. dances grow dimmer. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. We got one love,
one love.
Sibe munye.